The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. K-A-L-S-H-I. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
All right, so let's find out how the weekend went here for you. Were you nervous going into Thanksgiving dinner?
Well, kind of, yeah, because in my family, Thanksgiving's a big deal. It's where we all gather, and it's tradition. We have traditional food that we have every single year, and it's been passed down from my mom's grandparents and their grandparents down to her, and now my mom decided that this was a year that I should start cooking Thanksgiving dinner and the traditional recipes. Mm-hmm. So Wednesday night, I'm making sure I have every single ingredient. I make one last trip to the grocery store. I buy a new dessert, so I was going to make something new for the family, so we had a new dish that I could add to the plate.
I think that's smart right there, starting your own tradition too.
That's good.
Right. So I went to the grocery store Wednesday. Good. So wake up early Thursday morning around 9 a.m. I'm ready to go. I'm ready to do this turkey because the turkey is, I guess, the first thing that you do because I don't know. I mean, I've never made anything.
It's your Thanksgiving.
It takes the longest.
Yeah. It takes the longest. Yeah.
Now, so where are you getting your information at this point? Like, you're assuming the turkey is first. Are you calling your mom all the time?
No, my mom's there. Well, my mom's in my apartment with me, so she wants to just look things over. She's making one dish that she always makes. She has her own stuffing that she makes, and she's the only one who eats it. Nobody else really touches
it. It's like the first time. It's the first time, like, you have, you're in your car. You're driving, but the driving instructor is right next to you.
Right.
Telling you when to signal and everything else.
Exactly.
With the big sign on top of the car.
A little pointer from mom. So all the ingredients are laid out on my counter in my apartment, getting the turkey out and ready to go with the turkey, put it in the pan, unwrapped it, ready to put my hands in the guts, and I couldn't do it.
What?
I did not.
Well, you seemed grossed out last week when you talked about it.
I really gave it an A-plus effort.
You couldn't put your hand in the turkey to get all that stuff out of there.
I went in the first time, and the gag reflex was just...
Come on, really?
Yes, I couldn't handle...
Some people have that.
Because certain textures of food, this is probably why I don't cook a lot, certain textures of food make me sick. Like, just looking at them and feeling like it was not a fun experience.
You remember Hayden is the same way. My 7-year-old is the same way. Last year, when we demanded that he take the guts out of the pumpkin, remember that? And I was pushing him, like, stop being such a sissy, dude. Get your hands dirty. This is Halloween. Puts his hand in there and then, whoa!
It's disgusting.
Oh, right in the pumpkin.
Yeah, he's the same way.
Just putting your hand in the one time is disgusting because your arm's all up in the turkey. Yeah.
Well, working
it's
with meat,
it's not normal.
If you think about it too much, it can get to your head. Like, you just have to remember, okay, we're carnivores. You eat meat all the time. This is how it gets prepared. Like, it doesn't just, you know what I'm saying? Like, there's a long process before it actually gets to you in your chicken sandwich or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Or,
somebody else is doing all that stuff.
Somebody else is doing all that stuff. So then once you're doing it, you got to kind of like... check that weirdness out of your head.
Oh, it's with any gross. Sort of
meat. I knew people. I had friends in the past that I had to actually get the meat into the pan and start the process because they couldn't even get the meat out of
like
this
wrap.
Package. Yeah, yeah, the package.
So. Disgusting.
So that's how the day starts with mom. Can you at least put your hand in the turkey and get the guts out of here?
So my mom did the turkey thing. My mom got the little guts out or whatever, and then I just stuffed it. I had celery, so we just stuffed it with celery to keep it moist, and then put the turkey in. So the turkey's ready to go. It's in the oven. So next, you move on to every single casserole, and I think there was about 5 casseroles I was making.
Nice.
So I had the ingredients all set out, ready to go. First casserole, stuffing, easy. That one was good because I followed the recipes, like had all the recipes laid out. Stuffing, easy to go.
Mm-hmm.
So the stuffing was ready to go, put that in the refrigerator. And then I also made a vegetable casserole. And then I made...
That's the one you brought in on Wednesday, right?
And I put a little salt in it to make sure it was tasty and told people there's salt on the table if it doesn't taste good. Sorry. And then what other casserole did I make? There was one more casserole. I can't think of the name. And then, of course, we have the green bean casserole.
Of course.
Which is tradition in every family. Right. But, again, following the recipe. And I put too much milk in it.
So what
it
does that
was kind of soupy.
It was very soupy, but it still tasted good.
That's all right. It's okay.
So all those were in the oven, cooked good, and everything turned out great.
Solid.
Good. Solid, for you. Except Nicely for the green bean casserole, which was a little soupy, but everyone ate it anyways.
Right.
They smiled and ate.
Because they said it happens every year. Everybody who makes their first green bean casserole, it always is soupy.
So it's almost like a rite of passage.
Right.
To screw that one dish up.
Well, good for you. And no breakdowns? No.
No breakdowns? No mental breakdowns? No.
That's
like
awesome.
Everything went
turkey
in.
Turkey was good?
Yep. Turkey. Oh, so good.
Nice.
Thank God mom knew how to do that because, I was a mess on that part. But everything turned out great, or at least the family said it turned out great. So.
And you didn't get any reports back from people having to check in urgent care 2-3 in the morning?
Everyone was giving me really good compliments on everything. So all the casseroles turned out fantastic. And my dessert, I made this Oreo cookie-like style cheesecake. Then turned out great, and everyone loved the dessert that I added.
It's a home run all the way around.
So it was a home run.
Nicely done.
Good job.
Wendy. Such a fun Thanksgiving, too.
Yay.
I had a great time.
Good for you.
Yeah, I think we're going to do it. I'm going to do it every year. Just cook something.
That's
at least
awesome.
Participate more.
Good. You got to try that green bean casserole again next year so you can get it right.
It was a disaster.
You redeem yourself on that one.
And your mom feels great now, too, because she feels like she's passing on this Thanksgiving legacy. So good, man.
She'll be
good.
And it was good, like mother-daughter bonding, cooking it, and then bringing it to the family. So we had a good time.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Excellent. Congratulations.
Thanks.
The Burt Show.
The World Cup Championship will be crowned this week, and you can trade the tourney through the finals on Kalshi, America's number one prediction market platform. Right now, Spain is trading at 58% to beat Argentina, meaning 100 trade pays out 166 if they win. On Kalshi, you're trading against other people in a live market. No house, no odds makers. For a limited time, download the Kalshi app and use code DEFEND to get $10 when you trade $10. Kalshi. Kalshi. Trade the beautiful game. 18 plus only. Restrictions and eligibility requirements apply. Event contract trading involves risk and may not be suitable for all investors. Kalshi products are not available in all jurisdictions. Prices, values, and available markets may differ from those mentioned. For more information, see kalshi.com/regulatory.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here. And if you're looking for some serious fun, head over to ChumbaCasino.com. At Chumba Casino, you can play all your favorite social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. It's the most fun you can have on your phone or computer.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.